to the 10 o'clock hour here on 97.5. That was a fun hour. I always get nervous because I'm not like that mock draft person. But I did have fun reading up on people. Even if you didn't see them play per se, you can find like tidbits about them. And then for the purposes of a mock draft, you know, by talent or position, you can figure your way around. And I was actually surprised in looking how many of the mock drafts now have the top seven are pretty standard. After that, it starts to differ depending on which one you're reading. But that was quite fun. And we'll see how I should print out what we did and see how close we come tomorrow night when it's really selected. All right, so as I said before we went to break, I thought what we could do is look at where the Sixers or who the Sixers have gotten in second round selections, ones that have paid off for them in the past and ones that not so much. And we can also look at those picks in the 20s that they have had because they will be selecting at 24 right now. Tomorrow night. And so you want to go into tomorrow night as a fan and as certainly as a front office person for the Sixers, hoping and thinking that the work and that you've put in to analyze this stuff reaps you a player or two or three that can help you in some way, shape, or form. And so I said, let's just take a peek. I'll throw it out there. I'm not going to give them all away. I want to see if you out there have somebody in mind that you instantly think of when you think Sixers late pick success. 610-632-0975. I know the one that I think of. And again, when I throw this at you, it didn't have to be the success per se for the Sixers, but that he was selected late and became a real good success. So, like, for instance, if everybody says in San Antonio, if you say, you know, late pick success, Manu Ginobili instantly comes to your mind. If you say late first round success with San Antonio, Tony Parker comes to your mind. I think the guy went at number 20. So, for me, the second round guy for me that always comes to mind is, and he's still playing the game, Lou Williams. He was selected number 48. He was a high school kid out of Georgia. He got to play in a gym going up against Allen Iverson for the beginning of his career. And he learned from how to be tough. I mean, talk about going up against a guy who would talk nothing but trash to the kid and made him tough. And now look at the player that he still is. Lou Williams was picked at 48. 48. I mean, that's an instant one for me when I think success. And also, if you want to weigh in addition to late first round and second round success, given the landscape, how it once again has changed, Mike Conley being sent to Utah for three players and multiple picks, including a first rounder this year and a first rounder next year. Now, again, this Memphis, you know, is getting late first round. That's supposed to be, if all goes right for Utah, who won 50 games this year and adds a Mike Conley. But one of the things when I was looking at Mike Conley moving, and he's on the books for, I think it's 30 and change million this year and 32.5 next year. But I remember when Mike Conley signed the highest contract ever in the NBA, and I remember thinking, if this doesn't work out for them, he's going to be impossible to move. And you know what? What happens is it doesn't become impossible because, first of all, the salary cap keeps escalating. And so years down the road, things like that become actually doable. I believe at the time when he signed, I think that was a 7-year deal. And so now he has two left on it. And Utah's betting on he being a piece that in a wide open Western Conference, which a lot of people believe it is with Golden State's situation of having a hurt Klay Thompson and a hurt Kevin Durant, that it's wide open for anybody to advance to the finals out of the West next year. And with Rudy Gobert, who's, you know, a defensive player of the year repeatedly, with a Donovan Mitchell whose year was maybe a little down from his rookie year, in place, and now you add a Mike Conley, they hope that a Dante Exum is a healthy Dante Exum. You have a Derek Favors is still there. You know what that guy makes? He makes, I think, and there's all kinds of cap stuff that they did with their trade too, so that stuff doesn't kick in until after July 6th when they sign those things. But one of their provisions was Derek Favors making $17 million coming up next year. I can't even begin to kind of wrap my head around what guys are worth anymore. I mean, we know the top paid guys and that kind of money, like the kind of money LeBron's making, right? 37. We know what's left on Anthony Davis. We know that Durant and the Klay Thompsons, you know, those are high. But is that a good number for a Derek Favors, $17 million? I don't know. I mean, I know the year that JJ signed for $23 million, it was a one-year deal. They had money to play with, and they were trying to attract somebody when they had not been able to attract anybody previously. So I get that. And, you know, I'm sure there were people around the league that thought $23 million for a J.J. Redick was crazy. And it turned out to be a good investment for the Philadelphia 76ers. All right, so I gave you a Lou Williams, who was picked number... Oh, I said 48. I can't... My eyes are so bad. He was actually selected 45. And that was in 2005. And here we are in 2019, and the guy's just still killing it. So I'll give you, that was one that I say was, you know, you hit it out of the park. One for me at, I said we'll go 20 through 30, anything in there, because I feel like that's relative to picking at 24 tomorrow. But one that I think was a good one at 20. Now, he could have had a longer... Actually, he did have a pretty good career, but a Speedy Claxton. I mean, that's a good guard. And you got him at 20. Now, he had some injuries after he left, but I think Speedy was a good number 20 pick in the draft. I know I'm going to have one that people were going to disagree with me because I think he was solid as a late 20 pick. But if your expectations for guys is higher, then, you know, I can see why some of these may fall short. But Speedy was, I think he was well-liked. I know one thing, and that's why I always look for who does well in the Summer League. He was the MVP of the Summer League the year that he played. It was either his first year or his second. I don't know, because they all played two. Most of them played two. But I know he was the MVP, and that was when it was still being played up in Boston's area and not the big, huge summer league that Las Vegas is now. And actually, I think they still have the Utah. No, you know what? They're not doing the Utah Summer League anymore. I think everything, the whole thing is all Las Vegas now, and it's a big deal. So Speedy Claxton would be a good late first-round pick, in my opinion. And we're talking about this because tomorrow night at this time, 24 should be in the books. Yeah, absolutely. What am I talking about? It should definitely be in the books. And we should be probably approaching what you can get at 33 and 34, possibly 42. If Lou went at 45, we shouldn't poo-poo the 42 pick, and then the final pick for the Sixers will be at number 54. 610-632-0975. I will also invite you to weigh in on Twitter at DLineMCSN and tell me if you have any thoughts about what you would like to see them take at 24. And if you have a sleeper at in the second round, I did look at that Auburn kid. His name, I think, is Okiki. I think that's how I say it. Yeah. I'm intrigued by him. And I'll be interested. You know, in the second round, I don't think that you have the same parameters of taking a guy too high or not. Because I do believe in the second round, if you think the guy is a legit solid player, then you should draft, especially if he's filling your need. Then I have no problem. I think you should go for your need as opposed to necessarily the best talent available. Because I think everything at that point is, he's not going to be there. Chuma's not going to be there, I don't think. I thought he was in early 30s. Well, he could. He'd have to slip from this one, has him at 30. But I like him. I know a lot of people in this area like Carson Edwards. I'm a little on record, and I just mentioned Speedy Claxton, so I don't know. He was a small guard, too. I get concerns with the second pick. Or meaning a second round pick. I wouldn't mind Carson Edwards at the second round pick. I think up at 24 is too high for him. And I know a lot of people look at what he did when he scored his 42 against Virginia and was, you know, dropping shots left and right. I think what people like about guys like him, they just look and say he finds a way to score. And you know what? There are enough small guards in the NBA that they can do that. So that's a possibility. The one guy at 34 that I had not seen previously mentioned is this. His name is Shamori Ponds. And they say he's a prototypical New York City baller who gets buckets with ease. Nobody would shake their head at that. His two-point field goal attempts led Division I a staggering 292. He made 52% of those shots. Now, what might turn the Sixers off from a guy like that is the fact that he shoots twos. But there's plenty of times that you can begin to stretch a guy to the three-point line. Again, at 24, I want a proven three-point shooter, if possible, and I think it is possible. And then at 33 and 34, I'm going for need, but I understand that there might be development time involved. We go back to, I have a good one in the second round. Now, he's not panned out exactly, and he is a free agent again. Brian, would you consider Rashawn Holmes a good pick at 37?
Yes, I would. That's a great find.
I think, right? I mean, yeah. that's legit.
I have one that's up your alley, but I don't want to take everyone else's.
well, we'll see. We're trying to get them on board. Yeah.
There's so many good ones out there, especially during the like Larry Brown era.
Yes, and Larry would never play them. That was the interesting thing. Like young guys were not the forte of and also in fairness, Larry Brown had really good teams, so being a guy who came into the league who needed development, playing on his rosters at that point, not really, you know, you were going to have to earn it and take time to do so.
Yeah, that's the last time they were picking low.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then. Which is why it's so important. All right, I have one more, Brian, of a late first round. Would you consider it a strong find? Samuel Dellenbaugh, number 26.
Absolutely.
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 Right?
Yeah.
If you can get a solid center.
He was a little bit before his time, too.
He was.
If he was in today's NBA, he would be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty good.
Shot blocker, ran the floor. I mean, I know he drove people crazy in terms of the coaching part of it because he had that kind of island laissez-faire way to him sometimes, but man, that guy was solid.
He was a player fans in the city learned to love, too,
towards the end. Absolutely. I remember I helped him when Haiti got just decimated by, I guess that was a hurricane, and we organized to have shoes because all these kids and older people, too, everybody they're walking around with all that rubble, and it was a big, big problem. And it's like a small thing to try to fix a big problem. And we literally needed a moving van for the contributions we got. I had friends who worked in schools and had their classes all like donating easily worn, you know, lightly worn shoes. And then we even had people who ended up going out to like Target and Kmart and whatnot. And it was a bigger problem. He eventually found somebody who gave a private plane to be able to ship the stuff down there because he had so much. And getting them through, getting stuff to Haiti at that time in regular mail was not possible. I mean, it was just going to sit there, and that was defeating the purpose of what we were trying to do. But anyhow, Samuel D'Alembert at 26. That's really a better one than Speedy. I was trying to hold off for a little while, but Samuel D'Alembert for sure. And also, if you have like a late first round sixer pick, that we've taken two really good ones, but we'll give you a pair of FanFest tickets for the best one we get.
I have one that is in my head. If they say it, I'll give them two under my name.
That's kind of like what I did on Father's Day. If they picked my favorite TV dad, they for sure were getting it. So we'll do that. You want to go to FanFest on August 24th? Now's the time to kind of weigh in and tell us a late first or an early second round pick. And if they didn't develop here, but they started it here, that counts. Because obviously Lou Williams, well, no, Lou had some great years here. What am I talking about? But his best stuff has been since he left us. Man, that was a summer that I really thought, I couldn't believe we did not retain his services and instead went after a Nick Young. And Lou Williams ended up having to go to the Atlanta Hawks or signing with them. That's what he did. And his journey started elsewhere. And, man, that was not an even, don't take one guy and take the other guy and think you got better or even. And it was not that at all. No offense to Swaggy P.
And the Phillies are a final 2-0 loss.
2-0 loss. Wow.
Love it. Love it.
Not good.
All right. Well, and we could, well, let's throw that out there. I mean, this has not been a good road trip for sure. And they are going in the opposite direction of certainly Washington right now. And the Braves, now they're 3.5 back. The Braves played tonight. I'll have to call up the baseball scores. But, you know, this is tough times right now. And I don't know if fans are frustrated. First of all, what is with the bats? I mean, you have these guys in the lineup and they can't produce runs. That is, and then one night they will. But it's, I think I was reading where the idea was you had this lineup that you could afford if one or two guys were in a slump because you had so many other guys who were solid producers. And man, it just seems like night to night you can't predict one way or another of like how you're going to get your runs.
And the Braves are up 7-2, so the Phillies are going to be four games out of first place in the National League East.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Scherzer, what did he? How long did he stay? I know they were trying to get his pitch count up early.
Scherzer went 7, struck out 10.
Oh, my God. All right.
Apparently, the broken nose had no effect.
No. He had a heck of a shiner, too, from that ball that broke his glasses. All right, I guess sometimes I say, in fairness, should we say, well, it was Scherzer there, and that's why it's a 2-0? I mean, do I give credit where credit is due? I don't know.
No, I don't know in this slump.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, you gotta find a way. You gotta find a way to produce runs. You do. Who on the hill? Oh, Arrieta. What did he do?
He wasn't awful. That, I mean, the Phillies just can't score a run right now. Right. I mean, they scored
because
two runs total today.
Yeah, Eflin was fine, too. Yeah, so when you get... When
Gene Segura is 1-for-9 today in the doubleheader. Oh, I mean, it's just it's hideous right now. I mean, somebody has to be the blame here. It's got to be Kapler, right? I mean...
He's not swinging the bat. I don't know what you do. Oh, man, you'd be scratching your head for sure. I mean, I know people have slumps, but this is like almost a domino effect.
Hey, they slump for any longer, they're going to be seven games back of the Braves.
I'm curious, and I'll look up in the break, but how much of this is tied to when McCutchen went down? I mean, I'm serious, you know? And that's, now, if we can just say that, and we can't control injuries, but, I mean, he's not coming back, not for this season, so what do you do? What are you, and...
I mean, to your point, it was Patrick Corbin and Max Scherzer.
No, I know, that's...
But if they weren't on this...
But, my point being back, Eflin and Arrieta gave you what you needed out of your two guys. So, you know, you're saying they produced two runs. The other guys only produced four, right? No, what was that first score? 3-1?
6-2.
Oh, 6-2. All right, I left.
Cole Irvin ended up getting pounded.
I got you. All right, 6-2. Well, yeah. I don't know. It just seems to me that all of a sudden, when there was so much hype, that, and maybe it comes back. Maybe the hype comes back. But I know we went into this stretch, or they did, of where they were going to play all these games within their division, and just feels like, you know, it's going in a direction that you thought wouldn't be this bad this fast in the series with the Braves and now the series with Washington. And Gabe Kapler has some things that he's got to figure out. You know, maybe that's the other thing when he talks and he thinks, you know, he's asked questions about how did you think so-and-so do? I was listening to the pregame show. I thought he did a good job. He was talking about earlier today, so it was a day-night doubleheader in the day game. Like, even when he was talking about Bryce Harper making the decision to go to third, but he hesitated at second. And he's like, you know, if he doesn't hesitate, it's a great move. But he did hesitate. And if you hesitate, shouldn't you have to know, then you got to stay. But it just seems like he's very, and I appreciate positivity. I do. But you can't ignore when stuff is just like, it's not good right now. And I'm not saying you have to knock the whole thing. But when you're in a serious slump as a group, I think, you know, you got to acknowledge that I'm not sure where we're going, or somebody says, you know, how do you stop the bleeding here? As the manager, they expect you to have some kind of real answer. And just when I've been listening, it doesn't feel like he sees a big problem. 610-632-0975. You can weigh in on great or really solid late first round, early second round picks the Sixers have chosen over the years, and it's going to help us get in the right mood for where they are selecting tomorrow night. By the way, we will have coverage for you from Sixers camp, if you will. Myself, Joe Torti, and Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse, but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498. 8498.
Warm weather is here, and that means one thing, yard season. Lucky for you, Hullett's True Value has everything you need to bring your yard up to snuff. Big plants, small plants, perennials, annuals, Hullett's has it. Planters, mulch, topsoil, sand, Hullett's has it. Need delivery? Hullett's has it. Pavers, pottery, pesticide, Hullett's has it. Gas grills, charcoal grills, smokers, Hullett's has it. Path lights, fire pits, patio furniture, Hollis has it. Yard games, garden art, equipment rentals, Hollis has it. Hand tools, power tools, garden tools. Yep, Hollis has it. Need an expert to talk you through your project? Need one of those moon bouncy thingies? Need to find everything on your list for a great price, all under one roof? Guess what? Hollis has it. In fact, there's just one thing that Hollis doesn't have. Enough time left in this commercial to tell you about everything else they have. So head into Hollis True Value today on Ridge Pike and Lafayette Hill. Your destination for everything outdoors. If you need it, Hollis has it.
The Jeep Celebration sales event has landed in Delco and Chester County, and Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has what you're looking for. Steve Vidian and his family have been delivering value to the hardworking people of suburban Philadelphia for over 65 years. Integrity? Vidian's got it. World-class inventory? Vidian's got it. Blue Ribbon customer service? Vidian's got it. Their spectacular showroom on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square is convenient to Delco, Chester County, and Lower Marion. Shop Vidian.com 24/7 or stop in and make the Jeep Celebration sales event one to remember. And this month only, lease a new 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude for $119 a month. That's right, $119 a month, and you'll drive away in a new 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude during the spectacular Jeep Celebration sales event happening now at Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Newtown Square. Shop Vidian.com 24/7 for details. For well-qualified lessees, 10,000 miles a year, $39.95 due at signing, $119 per month, plus taxes, tags, and acquisition fees.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Don't miss your chance to buy the RV of your dreams during the Summer RV Super Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Choose from a variety of RV floor plans, colors, and sizes, all marked in incredible sizzling RV summer savings only at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall.
Sports Talk, Willingboro, and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Love it. Love it. Where we are in the lineup, just the right play. Left-hander on the mound. He does damage against lefties. Has a chance to hit a double or a home run. Love it. Great play.
Oh, that's where the whole love it started from earlier tonight. Wow. And that's his reaction to Rodriguez swinging at a 3-0 pitch in the first game. Whoa. See, that's what I was trying to hint at. You know, I'm not saying that you have to be overly critical, but to have that kind, you would think that play that he's talking about with that answer, like, made a significant impact in them having a good day. I mean, that's just not true.
Love it. Love it.
Do you think he realizes? It's almost like he thinks we're just so gullible, we'll agree with him. I don't know. I mean, look, I'm going to admit that because I've been around Brett Brown the last couple of years, and he had tough years where, you know, one year they only won 10 games. And one of the things I came to appreciate about him is that he wasn't trying to sugarcoat what we were looking at. I mean, he knew what we were looking at, and he would share the same thoughts that we were and have to expound on it. All right, let's go to the phones. Linda in Mayfair. Linda, you can't be happy tonight.
Denise, I need a psychiatrist, Denise. I'm ready to take the gas pipe. Honest to God. I mean, what in the heck? He sounds like a frog saying that.
He does.
He yeah. does, ribbit, Denise. Ribbit.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does. So,
see,
he
a
does.
Frog. I can't stand it. I know. Isn't it ridiculous? Now, see, the thing is, they're waiting too long, Denise. I said, and I put it over the airwaves, 3 weeks ago, I would not wait around. I would go get the praying mantis back, Hunter Pence. He's ripping the leg up. No, they're sitting on their hands, and we give further and further. Denise, they're not going to come back, honey, if they wait too much longer.
Oh, I know. It's not a good look, that's for sure.
Now, in the bottom of that lineup is ridiculous. I mean, it's pitiful. Half of them, and Suarez is still up here. I mean, half of these guys belong down in the I call them little lakes, if you understand me.
I understand.
I can't do this, Denise. I'm too old for this. And I'm going to start picking in that ballpark. I swear to God I am.
You are?
I gotta do something, Denise. I can't sit
I hear you. I'd be curious. Let's see. Tomorrow's Thursday. Oh, they have one more game down there.
Oh God.
I guess that's
so.
I guess
go
that
ahead,
would. I'm... No, I guess that's. Is it tomorrow? Would be Aaron Nola, I assume, especially because there were 2 days of postponement because of rain.
Yeah. Well, we have that one. Now, the only good thing, and I don't know how good it is we get the Florida Marlins for a little bit coming up.
All right.
That should help us. But they got to make a trade, Dave. That's all there is to it.
Do you think Klentak is waiting for healthy bodies to return?
Yeah, but they keep saying, like the bullpen. Now, a week ago, I heard they was coming back in a day. What the heck happened to them?
Right, like
I mean, seriously.
No, I know. I know the ones I keep seeing, Hunter, and then that Robertson's not far behind. I think I read that this morning.
Yeah, well, one of them was supposed to come back in a day, and then somebody else was going to follow him. And I said, where the heck are they? You know. So, listen, I got to say a rosary. That's all there is to it.
All right, Linda.
And I'll talk to you later, Denise.
Thanks so much. I always appreciate the phone call, even though, you know, today's not the good day for you. But I'm glad you got that off your chest. And as soon as she said he sounded like a frog, oh, my God, he certainly did. Let's go to Mitch in Phoenix. Mitch, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, Dee.
How are you?
You know, it's depressing in major sports now. And I'm not blaming the players. I'm blaming management, owners. The money that's being thrown around, and these guys don't care if they play 1 year and say bye-bye the next year. It's just bad business, and it's making a mess out of the whole deal.
Okay, what are we talking about, all sports or a particular person, player in general?
Well, basketball right now. I mean, you got a guy like Kawhi Leonard who brings a championship to Toronto, number one, first
yep.
one ever.
Yep.
Not really sure if he's coming back there. Might be something better that he can do somewhere else. Then you got a guy like Butler that we gave up two players for, God knows what else. Then you got a guy like Tobias that we gave up a young player and picks for. Neither one of these guys are sure that they want to be here. It's just
all right, well,
it's depressing.
We don't know that. We know that there is a week where they get to explore, but so do teams if they so choose. If on July 7th, if you have both Butler and Tobias here, are you satisfied?
Yeah, they got to bring these two guys back because we gave up people to get them.
And we only had them
for the one season.
And I think that there is a very strong feeling that both guys will come back. I think the only thing I can tell you, Mitch, is obviously guys, you know, they're drafted, they play rookie contracts, they usually then, if they're good, have an extension to that. And this is the first time in their careers they actually have a choice in where they can go. I mean, it's almost like an earned right to become an unrestricted free agent. And so I don't think it's that they don't want to for sure come back here, but they have earned the right to talk to other organizations for the first time in their careers. And I think in each of these cases, at least the ones you brought up, Kawhi, right, Tobias, and Jimmy, that is the case where they are right now. And I don't think any of us know that they don't want to come back where they are. I think Kawhi is the biggest question mark because he was sent there with most people knowing, at least prior to winning the championship, he would have definitely gone to L.A. this offseason. I think he probably has been thrown a curveball because he never, maybe he did dream he would win a championship with Toronto. I don't know. But it certainly would influence him differently than had it just been a, you know, nice 50-win season, but they didn't go anywhere.
And in regards to the Phillies.
Yes.
If Bryce Harper is this bad in year number one, 13 years, can you imagine what it's going to be like in year two and three if he has the same season that he's having so far this year?
Right, but I think most people look and say the seasons he's had in his past is what they're counting on this will look like by the end of the, you know, by the end of the season.
He batted .245 last year. That's not superstar caliber to me.
No, but they knew that. They knew what kind of batting averages he has had. I think they were going for his power.
I don't know.
I know. I hear you, Mitch. All right. Well, thank you. Take care, dude. I think Butler and Tobias are coming back.
All right. I'll talk to you on my birthday. It's July 8th. I'll be 70 years old.
Oh, perfect. Make sure you call.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Thanks for calling 97.5. Yeah, you know, I think that, you know what happens? There are times in sports and they're with parts of the different seasons. Like, for instance, in basketball right now, there's a lot of waiting and unknown. And in the Philly season, the waiting part is over. And now all of a sudden what you thought were knowns have become not so what you thought. And it becomes difficult. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. Sal, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not well. You know, I've been better. I was sitting there watching the Phillies. And, you know, after the game or the post game, they're ripping on the Phillies. They're ripping Cigar. They're ripping all these guys. And, I understand. It's the rough part of the season. But they just faced Scherzer and Corbin. I mean, come on. I mean, we got to give these guys a break, you know?
I acknowledge that. I said that before I started. But it's still, if you're going to go there, right, Corbin and
Scherzer.
Oh, yeah. But you had Eflin and Arrieta deliver for you pretty well today. And to not be able to have so little run production?
I hear you. Corbin's been struggling a little bit, but Scherzer is lights out. I mean, the guy's ERA is like 1.5.
I mean,
you're going to lose that game 9 times out of 10. And as far as the bats go, I mean, I wish they would strike out less, but I think, you know, you got to be patient. They play better at home. They're coming back. They might need to make a move or two. I think Klintak needs to be more aggressive. I'll tell you that. I mean, we passed on Kimbrell. We passed on Keuchel.
Yep.
So I don't fault the players. I really fault right now just bad luck, and the management needs to step up.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you. They've not had good luck, and I do feel like management is trying to get through these injuries and still be in a good place. Obviously now falling behind, but in a place when you get healthy bodies, you believe you can make up ground again.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's tough because you want to par with another number one.
Exactly. Prospect. Right. But in the meantime, obviously it's difficult for people watching them go like a little downward spiral, even if it's like day to day, it feels massive in the moment.
Yeah, I can see that. When I think about the Phillies right now, I just think, remind myself, it's a marathon. You know,
it's a long season.
And you want to get the All-Star break in the thick of things, and then you go from there.
All right, fair enough, Sal. I'll take that.
All right, good. All right. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for the positivity. I appreciate it, Sal. That's all right. You know what? A lot of times we usually say when we look at schedules in basketball, you know, take it as in chunks. Some people do 10. I think that's too short, so maybe 15. So, like, if just like Sal said, if you can be in striking distance at the All-Star break and then take it from there. All right, so there needs to be some managing. I'll have to look at the series coming up. I know Linda told me the Marlins is coming up and that hopefully. I know. Who knows? When you're struggling the way them others that you supposedly are going to beat, feast on that moment because they know they got you down. Or down and out and hurt. 610-632-0975. You can weigh in on the fightings. You can have Sal's positivity. Or if you're, you know, a little bit angry like Linda, that's fair too. We'll listen to it all. And maybe we'll come back and hear the frog on the other side. It gets us in the good mood. And we're talking about the NBA draft, which takes place tomorrow night. I'm going to reveal two more, and I might let Brian reveal his big one. He's got one. We'll talk about that on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
A big beat.
Gary Barbera's Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,999
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
As low as $16,990
or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
For details and instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap!
200 discounted Dodges and Rams!
A day the Gary Barbera way!
$16,990 or $149 a month!
Barbera!
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
We got just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic.
This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What's greater than finding a gas station in the middle of nowhere? Knowing that less trips to the pump means less creepy encounters thanks to your all-new 2020 Corolla Hybrid. The first-ever Corolla Hybrid with up to 53 city EPA estimated MPG is a game-changer. With standard features like sport mode, honeycomb mesh grille, and an 8-inch touchscreen display, it's more than just another hybrid. The Toyota Corolla Hybrid is sleek, fun to drive, and greater than ever. 2020 Corolla Hybrid EPA 53 city, 52 highway, 52 combined MPG estimates. Actual mileage will vary.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Fill a tote and save at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits premium collection store. Plus, get a free tote. Coupon required. Offer ends June 23rd, 2019.
Philly sports fans, the energy of the city. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Love it, love it.
Well, that was Gabe Kapler this morning, and I can tell you that in that break, listening to him tonight, while he didn't have things like love it, love it, he had his extreme confidence and really did not like the group of media personnel.
Well, apparently, I'm going to play it here in a second. I recorded it from NBC Sports Philly. We're going to use the sound from. Segura didn't run a ball out again, and he was not happy. And I told you he was 1 for 9 already. So.
Oh, wow.
So we're gonna play that here in a second.
All right. So they've now their record on the road this year are 16-20. They are now 4 back of the Braves in the NL East. They will finish their series with Washington tomorrow evening. And keep in mind, they do have one makeup game that was postponed last night. It will be played at the end of September. I believe it's September 24th. And so after that, they have a 3-game set with Miami at home, and then they have a 4-game set with the Mets at home. So they can try to make some hay there. But, it's not been a good road trip in particular here. They are 2-6 in their last 8, and as I mentioned, have gone, what I would say that's about a 10-day, little less than 2-week span of leading the division and now being 4 games out. And, I think the other thing is like, what is up with Segura not running something out again? God. And he was 1 for 9. Woo! Tough to be a Fightins fan in this little stretch here. But Gabe Kapler definitely was an unhappy camper, and we can hear it, or you can hear it right now, courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia and the Phillies postgame show.
Great for you to not, that the message didn't get across the first time when he didn't run in San Diego.
I don't think the two are especially related. I mean, I'm just going to continue to stress, fully acknowledge that Gene has to run harder in that situation. He gets it. We've discussed it. Now we move on.
What's Pat's injury?
He's got a left hamstring strain.
It's a IL possibility?
It's a likely IL. I don't, I'm not 1,000% sure, but it's likely an IL. Was that good? I thought Jake pitched really well, especially efficient in the zone with all of his pitches. Kind of sensed when he needed to get back in the zone. Did a good job limiting damage. Went through a really tough lineup. Did exactly what we needed him to do. Probably would have gone out if we didn't have to bang for him there.
With Scherzer kind of on the ropes, so do you think about JT for Nat before you get to that nine spot? What goes into that calculus there?
It's a consideration. We understand that we're going to have to use our bench wisely. Possibility of an extra inning game potentially. You know, we thought that we'd probably have to use him one way or another.
You worry about this team just maybe not being able to keep its head above water and things kind of getting away from it a little bit as the Braves play well and the Nationals keep playing well?
Not at all. I've an incredible amount of confidence in the group in this room. You know, if I could speak directly to them right now, I'd say keep your heads up. This is the right group to go to the postseason. We're getting stronger, we're getting healthier, and we have all the talent that we need to get this done.
All right, now first of all, I thought you said he was angry at Segura. He's angry that the media asked questions about it, and that he says Gene understands. Well, clearly he doesn't.
His veins were popping out of his head when he said it, though. I don't know.
But I'm saying he's angry at the person asking the question.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
That's part of what I'm saying. Like you get more angry to the person who sees the obvious. Like when he says, "I don't see the two are tied together." Well, they are.
True. You're right.
They are.
Yep. Getting testy with the media.
Right, getting testy. And it's their job to ask you about that. And, by the way, I didn't realize Neshek's back on the, well, sounds like he's going to the injured list again. And then he actually says we're getting stronger and healthier when the guy's about to go on the IL again. That's not getting stronger or healthier. And we have the exact talent that we need to go to the postseason. I mean, that I don't know if he's speaking for the organization in that sense, but certainly doesn't feel like he wants anybody to think that there's a reason to go out and secure more talent in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, and his tone and body language just revealed to me. Of course you should tell your guys to keep their heads up. That's an obvious. But to say that you have the exact talent for a postseason run right now in this moment, I mean, I don't see it. And I think you are not being genuine and in thinking that we should see it that way. Let's go to Josh in Willow Grove. Josh, thanks for calling 97.5.
How's it going, D?
It goes. Am I reading Gabe Kapler wrong, or do you read it the way when you hear him speak?
I can't stand it. I can't stand him. I really can't stand this whole coaching staff. If we're going to be completely honest here, I think Gabe Kapler is full of crap. But I really don't like John Malley, the hitting coach. I think he needs to go. I think he's been riding off of the 1 year he had with Chicago where, I mean, he had a lineup stacked with Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Wilson Contreras, you know, the whole lot. And I think he's got to go first.
And would that be the most blame you would put for their lack of run production?
John Malley, for sure. I put him first. I think, you know, Gabe saying, you know, we have it to make it to the postseason. I don't think he's wrong. I think, you know, this team has it. It needs more pitching, which has been said over and over again. But I think, you know, if we don't wake up Bryce Harper's bat, if we don't wake up, you know, the rest of the team's bat, Reese's bat, JT's bat,
I know.
We're not going anywhere. We're not going.
Exactly. And I understand that, you know, in baseball, there are hitting slumps. I get that. But how long? What do you begin to do so that you get guys out of those slumps? I mean, there has to be something.
And it doesn't seem like they're doing anything. I mean, they haven't hit as a unit. They have not hit well since that first week of the season.
Yep. That's so
and
true.
And I think they, it is what it is. But.
And in fairness, while we do talk about the pitching, you went into this knowing the pitching was not your strength, right? Which is why you got all the bats so that you could, you know, it would help. Yeah. It would take some pressure off of your pitchers.
And I think McCutchen going down is
I said that earlier. I don't know. I think a lot of this is tied to that. But okay, so he's tried two different leadoff guys, right? Hernandez was the first, and now we have Segura. And what do you, there has to be an answer. You can't just keep going south in what is very important to your lineup.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the thing about that is I think, you know, Kingery is my number two guy. If I'm managing this baseball team, even though he's your hottest hitter, Bryce Harper has to, or even though he's not your hottest hitter, Bryce Harper has to be your number three. He has to be. That's where he's either your three or four.
Yep.
I actually like him at the 4-2 and Reese at the three. But have that's
they,
just me.
Have they used that at all?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's the three spot.
Yeah. It's always been Bryce in the three until they had to shake this up and then he went to the two.
Right.
Yeah.
And leadoff hitter, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, if Roman Quinn maybe starts playing well,
that's not a bad idea.
See. But we'll see if he can stay healthy. It's probably not going to happen.
Right.
But, you know,
Josh,
it is what it is.
All right. Josh, thanks
for calling.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for calling 97.5. Maybe you'll get to take in one of the games against the Marlins or the Mets coming up. There you go.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, D.
All right, Josh. Thanks so much. Thanks for calling 97.5. Yeah. It's just a little bit of frustration. I mean, but, you know, let's see what a homestand brings in. Let's see what cures, how they are cured at home. I like that idea. I mean, if this isn't working, I'd like to see him in the four. Try something. I mean, it can't hurt. Just flip-flop that. Not flip-flop that. Because I want Reese and him to flip-flop in the 3-4, which it was before.
Well, the Segura leading off extravaganza isn't going so well.
The 1-for-9 is certainly not going to help.
He's been like brutal for the last 2 weeks. I think he's batting around like 120.
610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the Phillies, who now are 2-6 in their last eight. They have one final game against the Nationals. That'll take place tomorrow night. And we'll talk a little basketball. We got a minor trade that took place in the NBA a short while ago. It's not as big as Mike Conley, but we'll share it with you on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Men, there is a new revolutionary treatment for erectile dysfunction. And the best part? Absolutely no medication involved. If you are about to buy Viagra or Cialis at your local pharmacy, stop. You do not have to. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team is offering the newest, safe, wave therapy technology that can restore your love life without the use of pills. No injections, no surgery. Listen to what our patients are saying.
Visiting your clinic was the best choice I've made. Wish I'd come years ago.
No doctor could help me. Forge Medical has changed my life.
The treatment was easy. Forge Medical Group is working with men to put them back in the game.
Our guarantee to you, there is absolutely no pill and no injection. This is a completely new ED treatment. Appointments fill fast. Call now, 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for do it. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Pros do it right to get more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings, whether finishing up a property or updating one. Stop in now and get a GE Smart Air Conditioner at our everyday low price of just $349. Its connected functionality enables full control from the convenience of a smart device. Plus, save $20 on select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans, now just $49.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/23, U.S. only.
How do I adjust the thermostat again?
With your phone.
My phone?
Or your tablet.
My tablet?
Or just ask Alexa.
Who's Alexa? Control your thermostat with your phone, tablet, or Alexa with a connected thermostat from Pierce Phelps Bryant. They'll do whatever it takes to keep your system simple and affordable, including great financing offers up to 72 months, subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
An incredible amount of confidence in the group in this room. You know, if I could speak directly to them right now, I'd say keep your heads up. This is the right group to go to the postseason. We're getting stronger. We're getting healthier. And we have all the talent that we need to get this done. Love it. Love it.
In case you were just tuning in, that was Gabe Kapler. The first part of that answer was from following this evening's 2-0 loss. Scherzer did get the win. He also did have 10 strikeouts. And that followed a day game that took place where they lost 6-2. Patrick Corbin was on the hill for the Nationals in that one. So they will play one more game, because keep in mind two were postponed due to rain. They made one of those up today, and they'll make the other up at the end of September. But that statement by Kapler that you have everything you need to make a strong postseason run, and we're getting stronger. On the day where Pat Neshek has another hamstring that's likely going to send him to the injured list. I mean, not getting stronger. None of those guys, going into today, they had 8 guys on the injured list. I mean, I don't understand. Like, how close are you? Getting stronger, and yet another guy is going down. And then you have a Segura who doesn't run out a ball again, and Brian, you mentioned how poorly he's done. In the month of June, he's batting 185. Over the last 7 days, which included his 1-for-9 today, he is 1-for-15 with 3 walks, a batting average of .067. Unbelievable. The bats. I mean...
Well, you said it earlier about McCutcheon.
Yes.
And they put Tegar in leadoff. I mean, over the last month, he's 21 for his last 104. That's 202 batting average.
I know that this is going to sound terrible, but I wonder, like, in his mind, especially because he's not having success in that leadoff spot, knowing punishment would probably be coming, if you don't want to be the leadoff guy, a real good way to do it is to do something that makes others angry, piss them off so you get moved, and then maybe you get something back. I don't know, meaning something back in your swing, your juice, whatever. 610-632-0975. I also mentioned going to break how there was a smaller NBA trade that took place. This according to Woj, our good friend Woj. The Pistons are sending John Lawyer to the Bucks. The Bucks are sending the 30th pick on Thursday to the Pistons. And Milwaukee is also trading Tony Snell in the deal. So the Bucks trade Snell and the 30th pick to the Pistons for John Lohr. I'm not exactly sure. I'd have to look at the contracts of them.
Not exactly a Woj bomb.
Very far from it. But, you know, we throw it out there because it's going to kick off getting back to the draft tomorrow night. Let's check in with David in California. David, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, Dee. I spoke to you on the Saturday before Mother's Day when the Sixers were going to play their Game 7. And I told you I knew your dad. I don't know if you remember that from L.A.
I do now. Yep.
Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Dee, I am so angry. Even though I'm in California, I have the Major League Baseball package. Oh, I watch all the Phillies games. And this is outrageous. Kapler is in over his head. I could cite to you 4 or 5 mistakes just this week. For example, when they were playing the Braves on Sunday, that was head-to-head. That's not one game. It's like two. Because you could, you know.
Yeah. You lose, you drop one. Yeah.
Right. And they could have had Arrieta on his normal day rest on Friday.
Yep.
I mean, on Sunday. That was a big game. We were either going to be a half a game behind or 2.5.
Yeah,
that was
and
a
for
huge
some
game.
Yeah, and they never really totally explained whether it was him or it was Arrieta or that he wanted him to start against the Nationals for some unknown reason. But I agree with you. It was a huge game. And when we see him pitch tonight and he had a good outing, I scratch my head.
And so do I. I am so angry because I really love all my Philadelphia sports. And they put in those schlubs on Sunday. They gave up 15 runs.
Yes.
Irvin was one of them. We're only 2 runs down in the 8th today. Something could happen. And they bring back in the same guys that got lit up on Sunday. Irvin gave up 2 home runs today. He gave up 2 or 3 on Sunday. That was the last game they played.
Yes. This is in the day
game. They laid out Monday and Tuesday.
No, I in the day game. Yes, I got you.
So why would you bring back a guy that got lit up Sunday when you're only 2 runs down? But can I just say this, Dee? I really want to hear what you have to say. Segura's got an attitude problem. It happened in San Diego. It happened again tonight. He's not hustling. You know, there's a reason why this guy has been traded 5 times. This is his 5th team, and he's got talent. But
Usually what happens in that case, David, is the team that's trading for him thinks that they're going to be the ones who can get through to him for him to be different.
Right. I mean, yeah, everybody's going to be Sigmund Freud.
People get, you know, they're tantalized by the talent and for good reason. But if your reputation continues to carry on and you don't ever get a maturity, I consider it a maturing thing. And I mean, that some may say, well, he's just lazy. Maybe so. I don't know. But I mean, you can change something about that, and you do it as you mature. You usually see it. And for some reason, yeah, it just, but even worse than that, like Kapler makes it seem like he, you know, he knows it and he gets angry that people question him about it.
Right. And I'm so disgusted, Dee. May I just ask you one last thing?
Yes.
About Kapler.
Yes.
He's lost control of this team because tonight when he said the two incidents, the one in San Diego and not,
yeah, not connected,
were not,
yeah,
well, are not connected. I don't know the last time he went to the eye doctor. They're connected. He didn't hustle in San
exactly.
Diego. He didn't hustle today.
Yeah.
And when you said astutely that we're getting stronger, we're not getting stronger because Realmuto is, you know, he's banged up.
Yep.
Jay Bruce is playing, but he's got a bad hamstring.
Yep.
Nishak is going back on the injured list.
Yep.
And
you already have eight there.
Exactly. So when he says we're getting stronger,
yep. I don't know what he...
this team not hustling, and you bring Irvin in Sunday, who gave up at least two home runs, gives up two today.
Yep.
He's lost control of the team. Oh, my point, Dee, and I'll be concise, is what are they going to wait until the Phillies are out of contention to fire this musclehead? I don't get it. He's lost control of the team. They're not hustling. They're not hitting. The pitching coaches, I guess my question to you, Dee, is do you wait till you're out of contention? I mean, why not make a move now? He's lost control of the team.
David, I appreciate the phone call. I'm not sure. I think his team is okay with him. I would agree with you that he has lost something in terms of fixing the situation. And you're right. I don't know what you do. I don't know what kind of conversation you have if you're Matt Klentak, with him in particular, because I can tell you this, those two statements right there that you highlighted, David, and I had previously, one, to say that the two Segura instances, one in San Diego and then tonight, of not running out or not, you know, hustling, to say they are not related, it's the same guy doing the same thing that is related. And I don't know how, if you want to say it happened in a different city, a different game. Yes, but it's the same person making the same mistake after having a conversation that you can't do this. So that's number one. And number two, the statement that they are getting stronger and as they are built today will be the team. We are good enough to go into the postseason and, you know, get it done, I think, as Allie ended that. I just, it's insulting to me when you ignore that we actually watch and see what happens with your team. And to see it so drastically not true, there is a way of being, you know, not overly critical to your players with still being honest with what was just performed on a field. And somehow, and the worst that the loss is, or, you know, when I say the worst the loss is, like, two, I'm not talking about the score being 2-0 or 15-1. I'm talking like the worst that the situation becomes, meaning right now they're in a tough stretch, right? 2-6 in their last eight, 4 back of the Braves, and it looks like it's out of control, as David said. And the worse it gets, it's kind of like the edgier his voice is when he responds to what are intelligent, normal, proper questions to ask about a team that looks like his team right now. I just don't understand why you can't be truthful. And maybe, you know, maybe you say, we cannot make a move right now. We're trying to get through these injuries. We're trying to keep it afloat until we get healthy bodies back. If you want to say that, okay, I may not like that answer, but at least it's a true answer. 610-632-0975. Are you
to Kapler's defense? I did miss the first question.
Yes.
Because I saw his veins popping out. So he did say Segura's lack of hustle in the first inning was unacceptable.
That was the same answer he gave to San Diego, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. It's
almost like he...
You're right. He honestly,
the way we cue up, you know, love it, he cues up his own answers in his head that he uses for every situation that has already happened. he gives the same answer. Now, I don't know if he studies this so that he's never double-talking, but that is exactly what he said the last time. I mean, if it was unacceptable then it's still unacceptable today. I get it. But to say they're not related, they are. They're related by being unacceptable twice.
And to your point, if he did say something to him behind closed doors or whatever, either he did and Segura isn't listening, or he didn't say anything and just let it go and Segura did it again. So clearly the message one way or the other isn't getting through.
That was bad. All right. We can continue talking about the Phillies. Please weigh in, especially, you know, I do appreciate that Sal from South Philly, who had a little bit of a positive twist on things. And Sal, I'm going to try to just remember your call. But if you're frustrated and you want to, you know, share, believe me, I'm all on board for you sharing if you're frustrated with watching this group right now, because it's tough to watch. All right, so I found two guys that are possibilities, in my opinion, for the Sixers at 33 and 34. Now, somebody call me crazy. I hope I have this one. Oh, yeah, I do. So the irony of me finding this, because I keep looking at many mock drafts, is that I had just read an article about this guy on The Ringer. And I was like, ooh, that's intriguing. So, it's Jonte Porter. And as I say, yesterday, I always try to look for a little, you know, a little nugget that maybe you could say, well, because in the examples I would give you, for instance, a Jeremy Grant who went in the second round, which, by the way, that's a very good early second round pick and having a nice career that continues in OKC, you know, today. Like, you know, the genes or growing up environment of being around not just his father but his uncle being a high level NBA guy. When these kids are around that as they're growing up, I think there's like a lot of positive things that you learn about becoming a professional. You're constantly in the gym, it usually is, with your dad, and you're shooting baskets with NBA talent. And I think even by osmosis that you pick stuff up. So with this guy, Jonte Porter, who went to Missouri, his brother was the guy who slipped in the draft last year, Michael Porter Jr., who ended up going 14 to Denver. But I had just, so 2 days ago, I read an article about him and how he looks really, really good. And had the back problem, which scared people off last year, many felt like he would have been, you know, up there in the higher part of the lottery. And now they think, you know, here's a number two seed team that's going to have what could be a really good lottery level guy returning to their roster. And when you're, you know, number two seed, having a guy like Michael Porter Jr. coming back, you know, that's like adding adding a lottery guy to a pretty successful team doesn't happen often and is great if you can do it. So because Jonte is his brother, I say to myself, that's a lot of backyard basketball one-on-one. He's had to have, you know, maybe again, by being related, that there would be some similarities there. But he too, Jonte, many feel would have been a first rounder if he'd been able to put together a healthy season. He'll be a nice value play anywhere in the second round. The Sixers can afford to let him get healthy in hopes of him becoming a viable rotation big. His shooting ability and feel should appeal to them. So I like that. So Jonte quarter is one. But earlier in the show, I said, oh, because I really have come around on Chuma, Okiki. And the other reason I thought, now I'm looking for another connection. There's two with this guy. One, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll have to double check myself because it's a long time, many years. But Sixers once drafted a guy out of Auburn that was pretty sweet. And Charles Barkley. So I'll take that connection. And the other is that a different person wrote about Chuma that his game can like directly be associated with somebody who's currently in the league. And that person was developed by the Philadelphia 76ers because they are talking about Minnesota's Robert Covington. And they are the only two players in College Basketball Reference's database to post a block rate of 5.3%, a steal rate of 3.5%, and convert 38% of their long-range attempts. I'll take my chances with the guy. Now, he could go higher. We'll see. And because, obviously, his season-ending ACL injury. So then, of course, somebody will say to me, well, that's two guys coming off injury. I know. I think there is a part of me that says, how much expectation are you looking for 33 or 34 to be helping you in this upcoming
season?
That's
an amazing idea because he was dominant in the tournament.
Yeah.
Before the injury.
I know, but this is how people drop.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's how you get lucky.
Yep.
I mean, do you think Denver's regretting taking Michael Porter Jr.?
No.
Not at all. Because when you now get to these places where you don't have a lot of salary, you don't have high picks, the way you can take chances is with guys coming off something.
And we would think the Sixers are going to be a contender this year. They have the affordability to
absolutely.
Let him rehab.
Absolutely. So those are my two choices for 33.
Love both.
I do too. I love both. All right, we'll see if GMD gets it done tomorrow night. 610-632-0975. Kevin, we're coming back to you on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Do you need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. I know you like free, and how about 0-0-0? What does that mean? Yep, zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, to accommodate your busy schedule and provide you with exact pricing, not an estimate, a price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows come with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, with over 10,000 positive online reviews, you can't get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal won't be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free, no limit, plus 0-0-0. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Save thousands. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION for free windows. And tell them Jason sent you.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498. 8498.
Feel like a king, rejoice like a queen, and get the brand new Kia of your desires, all without the hassle, bother, or irritation. Get a smashing good deal and save thousands at Gateway Kia.
Gateway Kia's Royal Sales Event. We're rolling out the red carpet to get you into a brand new Kia today. Lease a new 2019 Kia Soul for only $159 a month, or a new 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month. Both for 36 months with no money down during the summer sticker sales event. Or get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Royal Sales Event. The royal treatment you deserve at Gateway Kia.
On Route 611 in Wallington and Route 309 in Quickertown. Online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its site. Must take delivery on 6/30/2019.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money, too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the top two names when it comes to ring shopping. The first name, Viraggio. Engagement rings from the Viraggio collection are unique, elegant, and easy to personalize. The second and most important name is Family and Company Jewelers. They have the largest selection of Viraggio rings in the area, including the stunning new Viraggio Tradition Collection. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself, or online at familyjewelers.com. Get her the right ring, a Viraggio ring from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Why strike out with a boring soda when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Available at your neighborhood store. Everfresh, nature's refreshment.
Sports Talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
I think my favorite line of the night is from Linda, who thinks that sounds like a frog. That's hysterical. All right, Ken, before I take Kevin's call, I got to tell you, this was great on Twitter, that Tobias Harris was at Steve Nash's camp today, and he actually spoke to reporters. And as he's talking to reporters, Joel Embiid is now sitting next to him. And Joel Embiid pipes in and says, "Are you going to stay in Philly?" And of course, Tobias laughs and says, "That's my guy right there." You know, I was going to say it would certainly appear that way when the two of them are sitting there, when you see their faces. But honestly, these guys in this league really just want every other player to get what they want in terms of their payday and also, you know, their satisfaction. Now, I mean, if you're Joel Embiid, I don't think you're laughing too much if you think the guy's leaving, because it does leave a bit of a hole in your roster and your push to get your own championship. So I think we all know the answer. All right, let's go to Kevin in North Philly. Kevin, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, Dion. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening to you, too.
I'm the gentleman that went on the father and son thing.
Oh, Kevin, you and I had the same one.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Right. Courtship Pavetti's father.
Absolutely.
Nice.
I wanted to ask you something because I have two things I wanted to, 2 points.
Okay.
But what two players are, I heard, I caught you at the end of it. What two players are you looking for at 33 and 34?
Jonte Porter, who's the brother of Michael Porter Jr. from last year.
I think we get him at 45. We can get him at 40. But what's the other one? What's the other gentleman?
The other one is Chuma from Auburn, who had the season-ending ACL.
Yeah, and
I liked him too. And I know in watching during the tournament, Charles loved him, meaning Barkley. And now he's an Auburn guy. But I like both of those guys.
Because you're still leaving out my guy, but he's probably going to be gone by 22nd.
Who's your guy?
I read on Twitter. My guy is probably going to be gone at 22nd because Boston's going to take him, and that's Carson Edwards. Either Boston or Golden State is going to get it. Because to me, after Cam Johnson at the 24th spot, you got to take the kid. Even like, even
I know you really you are very big on him, aren't you?
Just this guy's special.
All right.
I watched this guy for 3 years. I also watched Penn State because the local kids, one of the guys from the local alumni from Roman Catholic, played for Penn State. So I had to watch this kid all the time. Every time Penn State would play him, and every year he got better and better. And better. And he, like I said, Ty Jerome, he showed out Ty Jerome. He showed out the other local kid from Philly, DeAndre Hunter, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah. So he showed them both out, and there was a guy supposed to be picked over him. So I like this kid. So that's one of my points. I'm going to get off. That's the other point I wanted to make is about the free agent stuff should be able to get here. And I'm going to ask a question since you're a local sportscaster. Why is it that this organization doesn't like to pick up Philly guys? Guys from Philadelphia, like Wayne Ellington and the Marcus Morris. What is wrong with this organization? And these guys want to come home.
Yeah.
It's not like they wouldn't want to come home. They want to come home.
Yeah, that's interesting. It has not happened very often. I mean, obviously, the one that comes first and foremost in my mind is
Aaron McKee.
Yeah. LaVoy Allen had a decent run with the Sixers here.
You're
right. I don't have the answer for you. There are two questions that I used to always kind of like puzzle me. And one was their lack of interest because going back to even Jameer Nelson, he sat there for a long, long time. So with Jameer Nelson, or not.
Brunson.
Not Brunson.
Brunson sat to 31. And
yep.
Even though his father has local ties here.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. And so, like I said, to me, this draft, we need bench players. And I listened to Anthony Gargano earlier. He was saying that rookies don't really pan out. And that's incorrect because if that's the case, I don't think Utah would disagree with that one.
Sure.
So Donovan Mitchell showed out.
Absolutely.
And then you got Kuzma the other year who showed out.
Yep.
So I disagree with Anthony on that one because I really believe we have an opportunity if we don't give up none of these picks. We just need to use every pick we got and try to find at least two diamonds in the rough. And because all they got to do is contribute about 10 points a game, maybe 15 points. And I'm talking about the bench about 20 points a game for the bench. Because I think the other guys can do the rest.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to take you off the phone, but I love your show. Keep on. I'll coach you at the dead end of this. I'm going to try to listen to your podcast later on.
All right.
When it comes on.
Thanks much, Kevin. Let me tell you, because I had a pick that went at 45 that is to this day like one of my favorite second rounders.
Who's that?
Lou Williams.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorites of all time, Kevin. I was talking about him. Have a great night, Kevin. Yep, that's a great one. 45. It makes you have a little faith in 42 when you think about that. But, like I said, there usually has to be a special circumstance. Back then, because you could still pick out of high school, Lou was coming out of high school at the time. And you had an Allen Iverson. And that's like letting a guy go to school every day on because they had similar builds. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Tom in Bluebell. Tom, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I got allergies. so my voice is a little...
That's all right. I'll bear with it.
A little shallow. what do you think they're going to get? You think they're going to move up?
No. I really don't.
You're going to stand pat?
I think they're going to stand pat because I think they believe that what they need, which is two things, a mature player and a player who has an NBA skill, I think they believe they can get that at 24.
That sounds like Eric Paschal.
He would be there. That was what I think the other guy was saying. Like they're,
I couldn't. I had you on my speaker, so I couldn't quite understand what he was saying.
Oh, no, he didn't actually mention Eric by name, but he was saying it's very rare that the Sixers have gone with local guys, you know, like a Villanova guy or...
Well, they went last year, and I think they should have kept him.
Oh, that's Joe Bridges. I forgot about him.
They should have gone Bridges and kept Bridges.
Yes.
In my opinion. It, you know, I'm a guy sitting in a car getting ready to, you know, go home.
Right.
So, But Tobias.
Yes.
If you get Jimmy back.
Yes.
Why not spend that max money? Because others are going to be chasing Tobias.
What do you want to do instead?
You got to get the bench going. You have to, and well, you got to spend that money towards the bench. Meaning like a, what's the point guard from, he can dribble, but he can't shoot. Kid from Minnesota. What's his name?
The kid from, Rubio. Yeah, Rubio. Yeah. Rubio's now going to be, he was actually in Utah this year.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. You were right. He was in Minnesota for a while. And he actually played very well with Utah. The reason I say he's out, one, he's unrestricted, and two, they traded for Mike Conley today, so Rubio will be playing somewhere else. But I can't have a backup who can't shoot when the guy who plays the starting point guard can't shoot.
Well, then that brings us back to the ultimate question every year, right?
Yes.
Doesn't he have something in his contract where he can opt in for something large?
Who?
The guy that should be a power forward. Simmons.
Oh, Simmons.
He has something this summer.
Yeah, no, it would be giving him his contract extension of the rookie contract.
Isn't that his option?
No.
Or is that the Sixers' option?
No, it's definitely the Sixers. And they don't have to do it because he's under contract for this year. But if you look at when they did it with Embiid, it was in October with 1 year still, you know, going into his final season, he got it in October. So I would imagine at the end of the summer, you're going to hear the same thing happens for Ben.
Okay. So where are you going for your draft pick?
Where am I going at number 24?
Yeah. Are you moving up? You're staying pat.
He's going to stay pat, in my opinion. I mean, I threw out one scenario. If you are so...
I just turned the radio on, so I apologize.
No problem. No. It's fine. If he really has somebody specific in his mind, but usually on your draft board, you have like guys who are close, and one of them's most likely going to be there. That's why I say if he has that situation, then I think he stays at 24. Personally, I like Cam Johnson, but we'll see.
But Cam Johnson's going to go earlier, like 2019, so you have to move up to get him.
I mean, you might. That's why I said if you have to move up and he is absolutely your guy, then you package your 24 and 33 because somebody who may not be so specific that they want that guy would like the opportunity to add to their bench or develop. So you need one of those teams like that. And then they get two picks instead of one because the difference between those two slots is minimal.
I get it. But aren't we a team that has to do that too? I mean, we're a team that has to score
But when you say Cam Johnson's going earlier, there's plenty that don't have him going earlier, and there's plenty that have him, like, even at the very end of the first round.
What about Boston center? He's their center.
Al Horford. Tom, I hope you'll continue listening. Al Horford, I said early in this show that first of all, he made $28 million this year. Second of all, unless you believe he could be your stretch four and you would like how he would play alongside a Joel Embiid better than how a Tobias Harris will play with him. He averaged 13.5 points, 6.7 rebounds. Tobias had higher numbers in both areas, and he shot a higher three-point percentage. Tobias is 26. Al Horford is 33. I love the guy, but he's not the right guy for this team at that money. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
A big beat.
Gary Barbera's
Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
As low as $16,990
or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
For details and instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
A day the Gary Barbera way.
$16,990 or $149 a month.
Barbera.
And drive because Barbera cares.
Get rewarded for saving money with Walmart Family Mobile. Pick up any unlimited plan and a phone price at $49 or more, and you'll get a $50 Walmart e-gift card. That's right, $50. Plus a whole lot of savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited plans, powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network. Stop by and save. Only at Walmart. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. See terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dan Namoro, owner of Farron Electric. We're a family business here to make sure your family's home is safely wired. From ceiling fan and chandelier installs to whole house surge protectors, Farron Electric has got you covered. Call to schedule an appointment for all of your mainline residential interior and exterior electrical work. Need an outlet installed? We got you. Looking for landscape lighting? We do that too. We promise fast, expert service, upfront pricing, and the best electrical service warranty in writing. Farron Electric, online at FarrynElectric.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar. You may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON. Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events. On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's Breast Cancer Benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Wake up with Alexa. And 97.5, The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Lose a doubleheader to the Nationals. They're 2-6 in their last eight. They trail the Atlanta Braves in the NL East by four games. But as the skipper, Gabe Kapler, will tell you, all is okay. We have exactly the roster we need to make the push in the postseason. They're getting stronger. And everything's okay. But in case you didn't know, Pat Neshek, hamstring injury, and most likely going back on the injured list. Segura turned what should have been a double into a single because he didn't hustle, and he knows that. He knows that it is unacceptable, just like he knew it was unacceptable when he did the same thing in San Diego. So we're just recapping that this is where the fightings are right now. The other thing we've been talking about is the Sixers, the draft, and in addition to what we think or might happen come tomorrow night, the NBA draft will take place tomorrow night, and we'll be revealing all the picks here on 97.5, Devon Givens, Joe Torti, and myself between 7 and 12. But we've also been looking back at Sixers history and some strong late first picks that they've made and early second round picks, some of them not so early. The one I, my favorite and first was the Lou Williams. I thought at 45, that's outstanding. But Brian's been waiting and waiting all these hours. So what do you got, Brian?
All right. So does a trade for their rights count?
Yes, because I used the example of Willie Green and Kyle Korver, which
okay, great.
Happened back-to-back.
All right, so 1998, Nazi Muhammad, the Sixers, he was the 29th.
God, Nazi had a nice career.
He was the 29th pick in the 98 draft.
And I'm going to tell you something. What we've revealed is that big men, because they can't, probably what happens is they can't be impactful right away. They have to develop. I think that's generally speaking, people think that they take longer because we've now said Samuel Dellenbaere was a very good one. You just said Nazi Muhammad.
And Nazi played from 98 to 2016.
Oh, I know.
And helped you get Mutombo.
Absolutely.
So I feel like, although he
And I believe Nazi was an all-star one year. You can check it out. I'm almost
positive. Think you're right. For some reason, he always stuck with me as like a real good late pick. I know they traded for him. I was a little young then, but I remember the Sixers getting him. And now this one, he didn't play long, but he did make an impact sort of.
I know who it is. Can I guess it?
Go ahead.
Todd McCullough. Yes. I knew it.
Yeah, from the University of Washington.
As soon as we were going to Big Men, I said, and he did have an impact. You know, so I don't know if you know this about Todd McCullough. He was a big, like, love to play arcade games, right?
Really?
Yeah. He's still to this day in pinball contests. They play for money. Yeah, this guy. And so once he got his contract, he made his basement into an arcade looking, but old school. He would go around the country and try to buy the old school kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So I did a story with him once when we went to some kind of fun center over in New Jersey, because it wasn't just an arcade, because we also rode the go-karts, and you know how big he was, and the video was hysterical because his knees were like up to his nose as he was trying to chase me in a go-kart.
Big 7-foot Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. Go-kart. And he kind of did, you know, the only thing I gotta tell you, I hated when he changed this pronunciation of his name. He started out
McCulloch.
Yeah, started out Todd McCullough. And then I don't know if his mom didn't like it or something. Somebody didn't like it. And it became McCulloch.
47th pick in the 99 draft, and then traded with Van Horn.
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, I think his best time, he was very solid for New Jersey.
Yeah,
and
he was.
And that was before his feet. You know, really, the problem were his feet.
Or he was traded back with Keith Van Horn.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying I think his best years were when he actually played in New Jersey. For the Nets. All right, so those were good ones. There's a lot of hope for tomorrow night. Yeah, a lot of hope. Now, again, if in any way in the second round, the two that I really like as a potential, let's just be on record, D likes Jonte Porter and Chuma Okiki. I know, I always have to, like, the spelling of that throws me off a little bit. And I've been on record, I like Cam Johnson. So I'm calling it the start of predictability, right? So if they get Cam Johnson, that's who I think was talked about the most in this leading up to tomorrow night. I identify shooting as their top need, with the exception of having a backup center for Joel Embiid. But I'm also on record that I think drafting that person at 24 is not going to be the right person to be his backup, you know, this upcoming season. So that's why I put shooting as the top priority there. And I don't think Tyler Herro will be there, so I got to go with Cam Johnson. So go get, and if it's Carson Edwards, we'll see. That I wouldn't be sad if that's where they go. But knowing the Sixers and having seen them through the years, they definitely favor long perimeter guys. And Cam Johnson, a 3-point shooter who has length, 6'9", and has length. And they like to invest in that, in terms of being able to turn them into solid perimeter defenders. If you look at it, Robert Covington was that. They believe Zaire Smith can be that. And they invest. Let me tell you, Robert Covington was not a perimeter defender when they picked him up after going undrafted. He wasn't interested in defending, but he realized, and they taught him, you know, you got to be able to be a two-way player if you're going to have a long career in this league.
Oh. I would love for them to get their hands on Grant Williams somehow from Tennessee.
No, I know who. He's like up high.
No, well, some mock drafts have him lower than others.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So the one I'm looking at on NBADraft.net, they have him in the 17? Second round.
Oh, they have him in the second round?
Yeah. I somehow would love for him to be there. I don't know if I like him better than Johnson or not, but
oh, wow.
I don't know. He just has that Draymond Green vibe to me.
Yeah. I'll have to go.
Would love for him to be sitting there.
I'd have to.
On this sheet I gave you, he is high, which
yeah, he
I
was
agree
like
with.
17, I thought.
On the mock draft on NBADraft.net, they have him in the second round.
Oh. Huh.
If he's sitting there in a
Interesting.
Second round. If the Sixers could walk out with Cam Johnson and Grant Williams, we're having a day.
Yeah, you're not kidding. By the way, FanFest coming up August 24th at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. So here are some highlights. All the Fanatic hosts will be there, as well as Sal Pal, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach is back. It's a tropical oasis built in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot. It's created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. And this year, they're going to add a very special feature, so you can look forward to that. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, courtesy of Image Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms for a great team-building experience like no other. Visit them at OneExitMobileEscapeRoom.com. There's a golf simulator by Linfield National Golf 364. They will have a closest to the pin contest. One lucky listener will win a football trip for two to the away game, Eagles versus the Dolphins with Anthony Gargano. That'll include flight, hotel, a cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets to the game itself. That's all courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. Plus, we are giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, as well as the U.S. Army. And a special thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnerville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. Bri, thanks so much. Been a blast. I loved the mock draft as much as I was nervous about doing it, so thanks for encouraging that, and we'll see how our mock draft measures up Thursday night when the real draft takes place. Thanks for listening here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.